Hello and welcome to Web Hack Wednesday. I'm Martin Beebe.
And I'm Martin Kern.
And today we are going to be talking about...
Recommendations. Yeah, specifically the Cognitive Services Recommendations API.
Oh, it's an API?
Yeah, yeah.
In the production meeting, when you mentioned recommendations, I thought you wanted recommendations for the show. So no, I booked someone to do recommendations for us.
Did you?
Yeah.
I prefer the term hotel concierge.
So we've got a concierge for the show?
Indeed, yeah. Yep.
Okay, fine.
Just deal with it.
That's good.
So what are we going to do with recommendations then?
So one of the many things that Cognitive Services does, it has a whole API for recommendations. So the idea is if you've got an inventory of products or SKUs or any items really, it's able to kind of, and you've got usage information about those items, it's able to determine customers that bought this, customers that like that, like this.
Right.
These things are often bought together. All those kind of things that you see in e-commerce sites all the time.
Yep.
And it's able to do that for any data set, basically. So we're going to take a look at that. So just to start off with, I'm just going to go on to Amazon. So presumably you've been to Amazon before, presumably.
I have. Yep. Once or twice been to Amazon, yeah.
Good. So I'm just going to do a little search for an Xbox game here, just to show what we're talking about here. So I can't think quite what to search for.
I'd recommend Forza Horizon 3. It's new and it's really good.
Okay, well that's fair enough. I'm just gonna go with that. So, Forza Horizon 3. Let's have a look at that. So, when I open the actual item details page for this game, so I'm not signed into Amazon at the moment. And if I scroll down here, we can see. Hopefully, you can see that frequently bought together is Forza Horizon 3 and the Xbox One Minecraft console bundle.
Okay.
So Amazon have determined that those two items are frequently bought together. They've also determined that customers who bought Horizon 3 also buy Tomb Raider, Just Dance 2017, Rocket League, and these other Xbox
One of my favourites, Just Dance 2017.
I thought you might like that, actually. Yeah, that seemed like it's just right up your street. So the point here is that most e-commerce sites do this kind of stuff anyway, but this API allows you to do it. If I also sign into my Amazon account here, now, don't look. I'm just going to log in here.
Oh, my password. I won't look.
There you go. Brilliant. So that's top secret, top security. If I go back to the homepage now, you'll see that now I've logged in. It's given me related to items I've used. It's giving me personalised.
This could be interesting.
Yeah. So if we go to see more. Any second now, Amazon's been unusually slow. It's going to based on my sort of browsing history on Amazon, which...
They should get this on Azure.
They should, shouldn't they? I wonder where they host it.
I've got no idea.
Let's just try that again, just to make sure that... okay, so now I've logged into Amazon, we can see that I've got related to items I've viewed. If I see more here, it's going to look at the fact that I've just looked at Forza Horizon. I did clear my Amazon history before
good,
I did this,
because
I thought... Nobody wants to see the sort of things that I buy on Amazon. And it's giving me that personalised recommendation. So if I view more things, so let's say that I look for a Bose headphones, for example.
We're both big Bose fans.
Yeah, I love a bit of Bose, I do. Those ones are particularly good ones. I'm going to look at that. That's now added to my kind of browsing history on Amazon. If I go back to that same place that we just went to, it's now going to show me a combination of things based on both the headphones and the... game of things that I might want to be. And actually, I am genuinely looking at Sonos speakers at the moment as well.
Oh, really?
So that's pretty cool. It's actually picked that up straight away. So this is a personalised recommendation based on my personal information, not just the generic information. So those are the kind of three things that these things generally do. So let's have a look at our actual service and see how that compares. If we go to Cognitive Services, you can just do a search for that. There's no need to type in URLs. We can just search for it. We've got search engines these days.
It's using the internet like my dad.
Yeah.
Well done, mine.
Yeah. go to APIs. Under the knowledge section, we have recommendations. And you'll see that this is the API. So it has three main functions. It has frequently bought together recommendations. So that is basically things like if you're buying an Xbox, you might buy this game with it as well. If you're buying an iPad, you might buy this case that goes with it. It's the thing, items that are frequently bought together. Item to item recommendation. This is customers who like this product also like this product. So we saw that if I add Forza to my cart, it's suggesting Minecraft as well and other things like that. And then the personalized user recommendations, which is what we just saw, where it's based on my browsing history, where you can get a bit more personal insight based on what they looked at last time they were here, that kind of thing.
Right. Okay.
So that's what the API basically does. So to get started with this, we need a key. The way we get a key is we click.
Should have mentioned the keys in the production meeting, but I mean.
No, it's not that sort of key. No,
okay, right.
No, it's an API key, a way of actually logging into an API. I've got an account on live.co.uk. I've had it for several years. It's quite nice. I quite like using it.
I'd recommend outlook.com. Live.co.uk is so last decade.
Okay, well, thanks for that. But I'm still going to use my live.co.uk.
That's
account.
What recommendations are for.
Yeah, you just take them or leave them. Yeah. You don't have to follow the instructions there. Okay, so I'm logging in using my Microsoft account. Now, I've actually already signed up to this, so I can simply show my API key, which is this guy here. I'm just going to copy him and put him in a notepad for reference later on. But that's the thing you need. With all of these APIs, you need the API key as a starting point. That's the main thing. Okay, so before we dive into the API too much, I'm going to show you the data that I've got for
yep,
this.
Okay.
So I've got some data files. If we go into here, we can go into here. And I've got some book information. So this is for novels, that kind of thing. If we look at Catalog Large, I'll show you where I got this in a second. So this contains lots of information about books. So I think there's like 2,000 books or something like that in here. And it basically contains an ID,
right?
The title of the book, a category of it being book, and then some extra data as well.
And this is just comma separated?
Just comma separated. It's just a CSV file, basically.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's my catalog, as we call it. And I've also got a usage file here. So this is information about, in this case, people that have looked at these books or read these books. So this is, again, a CSV. It's even bigger this
huge
one.
Huge usage.
Huge usage, yeah. It's almost like this is a demo data set. What it basically contains is the book ID and the ID of the user that uses it.
The book ID, user of the ID.
Sorry, I think it's user ID first and then book ID.
Okay, yeah. Okay. So that user ID is just in your system?
Yeah, just whatever. It's just a unique identifier for a user in your system. And that's what's great about it. It's as long as you say, that's the user ID, it doesn't matter what that actually is, as long as it's unique. So this data, I got this from the website itself. So if you go to the recommendations website, you go to documentation.
Okay.
And in here there's a getting started guide, which we can go to that. And then about halfway down it says, did you bring your data? I didn't. You can download data from here. There's a nice handy OneDrive link. And that has actually two data sets in there. One of them is the books data set I've just looked at.
Yep.
Another one is based on the Microsoft Store. So it has all of the Microsoft products and who's bought what.
Right.
But books is a bit easier to work with.
Yep.
But they're both good data sets. You can have a look at both of those and play around with them. So we're using books. So the next thing, and just in terms of understanding the schema, if you want to actually bring your own data, if we just go back up again to the Cognitive Services webpage and back again. If we go to the API reference, we can actually look at the API calls and it sees what's required. So the first one around the catalog is is a post request, upload the catalog to a model. If you go in here, it's going to tell you what's required. So it's going to say it needs an item ID and what type that needs to be,
yep.
An item name, an item category, a description. Then it's got this thing called the feature list, which is where you add this extra data if you want to use that in some way. So that's for the catalog, and then similarly for the usage file, the schema's in there as well. So in this case, the usage file needs a user ID, needs an item ID, needs a timestamp as well, and also you can have this one of these five events. So that can be quite useful if you want to tune the recommendations based on different types of events. So people that looked at this versus people that added that to the cart or whatever it might be. The data we've got doesn't have any of this stuff, but it's there for you to use if you want to. So once you've got all of that stuff done, we can now create a recommendations project. So we go to the recommendations UI.
It's beta.
It's beta. Most of this is beta at the moment, but yeah, it is beta.
Yep.
And we're going to just create a new project. I'm just going to call this books. A project is basically, one of the things that's interesting with this is in the real life scenario, you're going to want to continually upload new usage information. So the catalogue might change a little bit as time goes on, but your usage is going to change all the time.
Right.
So you'll have noticed when we looked at the API there was loads of different functions. Most of those are to do with management of the build and management of the model. So they're to do with uploading new usage data, uploading new items to the catalogue. There's only a few of them that are to do with the actual API request of getting recommendations.
Right.
We're going to kind of look at a lot of stuff as we go along. So let's add the catalogue file. I'm just going to browse to where it is again. There it is, catalogue file. and then we'll add one. You can add lots of different usage files, of course. You can, and the more you add, the more accurate it gets.
Yep.
And then we'll add a usage file as well. And the next thing we're going to do, once we've created that, is we're going to create some builds. Now, there's two types of builds. So a build is where it basically will examine these data files and come up with an API. The first one is a recommendations or an item-to-item build,
right,
which is where you say, this item, people that like this item also like this item. And there's another type of build called a frequently bought together build.
Right.
And they're slightly different models, and they use slightly different approaches as to the way they work. So you can have as many builds using this data set as you like.
Right, okay. So you'd have, if you wanted to take advantage of both those features, you needed two models.
Two builds on the same model. Right, okay. Yeah. So we're just going to grab this model ID as well. We'll need that later on. I'm just going to put that in my notepad. Okay, we don't need to worry about that for now. So let's do a new build. And so the first build type is recommendation. There's advanced settings you can look at as well, but we're not going to worry too much about that. I'm just going to call this recommendation and do build. So that's going to, this will take a while. So that's going to basically look at the catalog, look at the usage files, and come up with a recommendations build. And whilst that's doing, I'm going to do a frequently bought together as well, FBT. And we're going to have two builds based on this data set. Okay, so those are gonna run away in the background. You can see that it's only 10% through, and that one's actually finished already. So whilst it's building, let's start looking at the API and actually seeing how we can actually work with the API to make requests in here. So once again, we go back into the Cognitive Services website and we go to API reference. So these are all of the API functions for managing the builds, uploading new data files, that kind of thing. The one to actually get a recommendation is this one, get item-to-item recommendations.
Right.
Took me a while to find that because it's kind of like, and even the sample code is all to do with managing it rather than actually using it. So this is the one we're interested in. And as with most things in the cognitive, we've got this nice API testing console, which we can use to actually do a real-world request. So what I'm going to do here is I'm going to add some mandatory data. So the first thing it needs is the model ID. Now we captured that just in our previous step, so I'm going to copy that across from there. There's the model ID. I'll come back to items in a second. The number of results, how many results do you want back? The minimum score will set as 0. And it asks for a build ID as well. So this is where you can have different... you can use a frequently bought together request versus an item-to-item request.
Right.
So the build ID that I wanted for the initial one is this guy here. It's 1601293.
So this is... Okay, right. I see.
So in your application, you might do multiple requests to the API for different types of information.
And you'd pass a different build ID.
Yeah.
When you update... a build. Do you get a new build ID?
Yeah, you do. Yeah.
Right. Okay. So you can have different versions.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, what happens if you omit the build ID? It just defaults to the active one. There's a concept of an active build.
Right.
It'll default to that, but you can specify different types of builds as well.
Okay. Cool.
So in a real world scenario, you might have a new build every day because you might have new usage information every day, or you might have seasonal specials, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
But for this, it's fine. Okay. So just before we try this, I'm just going to go back to the website and check that they've both built. They have now both built, which is good. So that means that it's ready to work. The API is ready to work. So I just now need an item ID. Now this is going to be based on my book catalog. So I just need to get an ID of a book to enter in here.
I'd recommend Watership Down. It's a classic book about bunny rabbits and the great song that goes with it, Bright Eyes, Burning Like Fire.
Okay.
The book ID number is 14 00039589.
Thank you. This concierge is good.
It's good.
How does she know that ID? It's amazing. Okay, well, I've entered that in the item IDs section now. And the only other thing I need, as with any of the cognitive APIs, is I need my OCP APIM subscription key. Do you know what that sounds like?
OCP, I do it all the time, but I've got no idea what an OCP APIM subscription key
is.
If anyone does, then just write it in the... We could probably look it up. But let's stay in the dark.
Yeah. So let's if we go back over to the screen now, we can see that I've just copied that from my notepad from earlier on, add that as a header. And now I'm just going to do send. And hopefully it's going to give me a 200 OK. Yes, it's giving me a 200 OK. and it's given me a set of recommendations based on that particular title. So we've got Memories of a Geisha, Bridget Jones's Diary, Northern Lights, etc., etc. If I want to do a Frequently Bought Together, I just change, get that build ID, and just change the build ID field there, and do the same request. All the other headers stay the same. And it says, you can see it says things like people who bought Watership Down also bought Memories of Geisha. So Memories of Geisha, Memoirs of Geisha.
Geisha.
I know.
Well, that's a strange combination of books.
It is. It's only sample data, though.
Oh, right, okay.
I don't know if this is real. But you can see that because it's frequently bought together, it's only one recommendation has come back.
Well, this is the power of recommendations, right? Because I wouldn't have assumed that a recommendation, but the data says it exists.
And the other interesting thing is it's a very low scoring recommendation. So as with anything with the cognitive APIs, you get a score. So this is only 16%, so it's quite a low scoring recommendation.
Right.
So what I've done is I've taken all that stuff together and I've built a little application, mm-hmm. which is on my GitHub. You can go to my GitHub. I'll tweet about it at some point, I'm sure, and see this application works. I've written an ASP.NET Core application, which basically uses all of this. It uses the same catalogue and it gives you a little UI to... Okay, so I'm just going to load up Visual Studio so we can actually take a look at the code of the project here and get started.
I'd recommend you use Visual Studio Code or even Visual Studio 2017. Both these IDEs will work.
Okay, well, that's great. I mean, I could use those. I'm not going to. I'm going to stick with what I know, but
yep,
it's a good recommendation. Why not? So let's just run the project up and just see what happens and see if it starts working. Like I say, I mean, I've done this in ASP.NET. It could be anything, though. They're just API calls, just standard REST API calls. Takes a little while because I literally laid that catalog into memory as I laid the application. But here we go. So we've got a web page here, which has a very good UI with 1,700 books on it. if I just click
Amazon.
Yeah, watch out, Amazon. This is the future of book UI.
Haven't got search engine, just use Control F.
Yeah, exactly. And I click into it. And when I click into, in this case, The Piano Man's Daughter, just a random book, it's gone off to that API and it's brought me back all of the recommendations. There isn't any frequently bought together ones for this one. If I click just a random other one, I just see... And there we go. So it's brought the recommendations to that, and this one does have frequently brought together recommendations as well. So I'm not going to go through the code of that. You can look that up on GitHub if you're interested. But there we go. That's the recommendations API in a nutshell.
Okay, so thank you very much for showing us the recommendations API. So I'll try one last thing before we go.
Cool.
Concierge, please say goodbye.
I'm sorry, I didn't understand that.
Never mind, anyway.
Can't have everything, can you?
See you next week.